You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Neighbors see Carlina Clayton and boyfriend Mandico Quadzo argue outside their Sacramento home while getting in the car with Carlina's four children. Carlina gets in the driver's seat. The argument goes on. Quadzo then escalates by shooting Carlina in the head twice. She swerves into the Sacramento River. He escapes, leaving Carlina and her four little children in the sinking car. Bystanders dive into the water, pulling the children, ages 2 to 6 years old, to safety.
Nancy, California Highway Patrol officers pull Clayton out of the car and find her with no pulse and severe bleeding from her head. Officers initially believed they were handling a car accident, but Clayton's 6-year-old son told them Quadzo shot his mother. The little boy unbuckled his younger sibling's seatbelts before bystanders helped them escape from the car.
Mandico Quadzo, 31, now stands convicted of murder one in Carlina Clayton's watery death. Regina Davis works as a nurse's aide at the Indiana State Prison, but she plans to distribute a lot more than just Tylenol. Davis's lunch, a frozen lasagna, goes through the x-ray machine. Guards notice what looks like packages inside the pasta. They dig through the lasagna, and they discover two plastic bags wrapped in electrical tape. And guess what is inside? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Cocaine and marijuana. Regina Davis first claims someone else gave her the frozen lasagna. She then claims a previous inmate forced her to smuggling in the drugs. Cops don't buy either story. Now Davis, 46, old enough to know better, charged with 2 counts of drug trafficking. Wait a minute, what happened to the lasagna? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Mississippi, where 3 individuals are now in custody accused of orchestrating the death of Stephen Harris IV, a 20-year-old student from Southern University. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for the latest.
The suspects, 21-year-old Derek Hollins Jr. and 20-year-old Kalaja Jack, both from St. Francisville, Louisiana, and 21-year-old Aaliyah Martin from Zachary, Louisiana, face first-degree murder charges in Wilkinson County, Mississippi. Authorities also charged the trio with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in West Feliciana Parish, Louisiana. Additionally, Hollins is charged with possession of a machine gun. The victim, Stephen Harris IV, was reported missing on July 17th, the day before he and Martin, the mother of his nearly 2-year-old son, were scheduled to attend a court hearing related to a custody dispute. On July 22nd, Harris's body was discovered in Wilkinson County, Mississippi, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The county coroner confirmed the manner of death to news outlets. In a statement, the sheriff revealed that Hollins admitted ownership of the gun used in the shooting. The sheriff further indicated that the plot to kill Harris began in West Feliciana Parish, where preliminary actions leading to his death occurred. The suspect's bonds were set at $450,000 for Hollins, $365,000 for Jack, and $350,000 for Martin. Hollins was extradited to Mississippi on July 26th to face charges, while Jack and Martin remain in custody in West Feliciana Parish. LaSonia Harris, the victim's mother, expressed her belief that the custody dispute was a factor in her son's death, describing the situation as a setup.
Harris was a sophomore at Southern University in Baton Rouge, majoring in criminal justice and a member of the university's marching band known as the Human Jukebox.
Thanks, John. Marissa Carmichael, 25, spends a day visiting family in Greensboro, North Carolina. That night, she heads to 117 Sofa Bar and Lounge with her friends, and she continues the night at an Airbnb after party. 3:40 a.m., Marissa makes a distress 911 call saying she doesn't know where she is. Her ride left her at a gas station and took off with her cell phone. When police get to the Exxon, she's gone. Surveillance video shows Marissa getting in a car with a man and leaving the gas station 3:46 a.m. Police ID the driver. He's considered a witness. Marissa Carmichael, now missing 6 months. Marissa, African American, 5'4", 260 pounds, brown eyes, black braided hair. Last seen wearing a Tweety Bird t-shirt, blue jeans, yellow sneakers. If you have info on Marissa Carmichael, please contact Greensboro, North Carolina PD, 336-373-2222. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us on our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.